Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Whoa, Free for All Friday. Weekend is here. I'm Scoot on the air. Glad you are with us this afternoon. You know, talking about, you know, the ads and ads for, you know, gaming, ads for betting on sports and people who can't bet and have gambling addiction problems. You know, you can't, and we don't as a society, we don't ban things just because some people can't deal with it or just because some people have a problem. We'd be banning everything. I mean, what about ads for a bakery that makes the bakery pot product seem just really awesome? Well, that could convince you to eat too much and get too fat and maybe die of a heart attack. Or that could cause you to gain weight and have other health issues as a result of that. So, you know, we really do this and we should do this. We hold individuals accountable for their behavior. Now, look, I don't understand it because I don't have a gambling problem. I have gambled once in a while in my life, and if I lose a little bit of money, I'm really, really upset. Some people can't gamble because they have a gambling problem. They're addicted to gambling. I feel badly for those people. It's not that I'm not being sympathetic. I am being sympathetic to those people. But we don't ban gambling ads because somebody can't deal with it. We simply ask people to deal with it because there are a lot of things out there that are advertised that could cause people to do bad things or to, you know, get in trouble themselves. But we don't ban the advertising because it's legal. We can advertise things. And again, I think liquor is the classic example. You know, we advertise beer, we advertise liquor. But there are some people who are alcoholics. Well, what about them? Since there are some people who can't handle drinking, why don't we ban all alcohol and all beer advertising? Well, we don't do that because we don't have to, and we shouldn't, and we simply hold people accountable for their behavior. I'm Scoot on the air. It's Free for All Friday. Glad you're with us. Lauren Boebert is not apologizing because she and her boyfriend went out Halloween, and there were photographs of them. He was an ICE agent. She was a Mexican immigrant. Now, this was a Halloween costume. Her boyfriend was dressed as an immigration customs enforcement agent, an ICE agent. They attended a Halloween party together last Friday, and there was a lot of criticism of this. As an ICE agent, he was wearing military fatigues and an ICE vest. Lauren Boebert was wearing a sombrero, a Mexican-style costume dress, and large hoop earrings. Now, as much as I enjoy having fun with Lauren Boebert, I don't think there's anything wrong with this costume. I mean, I don't think there's anything wrong with this. And quite often, Halloween costumes are about, you know, making some comment about some political issue. Some Halloween costumes are politically oriented, and I don't think there's anything wrong with the costume that she and her boyfriend wore. Also, in Shelbyville, Tennessee, there was a student at a Tennessee school who was sent home from school after apparently wearing a KKK outfit for Halloween. The Bedford County School System said he was partially dressed as a member of the KKK while telling the teacher that he was really a priest. I don't know how you could make that mistake, but school officials say that the student was telling his classmates that he was a Klan member. Now, in Tennessee, there's a possibility that this wasn't really a costume, that this is something that this person believes in, and, you know, you can wear a costume about something you believe in. I think that a Klan costume is pretty damn scary because of what those people did. I don't think they're doing that anymore, but those Klan people were really mean, hateful, scary people. I mean, they were like monsters. So, you know, it was a scary costume. I wouldn't do it. I wouldn't recommend that anybody do it, but I think somebody has a right to wear a KKK outfit if they want to for Halloween. You know, I mean, where do you draw the line? You know, again, a KKK outfit is something that's pretty scary. And if you ban that, then you've got to ban a bunch of other things. All right, let me get to a few calls, and then we're going to talk about some of the big football games this weekend, which I'm looking forward to. Let's go to Harvey. James, you're on WWL. Good afternoon, James.
Hey, brother. Thanks for giving me some time. I want to whine about things that are in the news, but I don't hear very much about some of them. Like, we just had an election. An election night, the Kentucky Secretary of State had to put out an announcement to his citizens that there was no election fraud. He was getting calls that polls were closed in Republican areas and there was voting suppression. And he had to put out a statement that there was no election in Kentucky and you could not vote on the mayor of New York.
Oh, my God.
And that's a real story.
That's crazy. But I'm not surprised because, you know, people are so intense when it comes to politics that they worry about things they shouldn't worry about.
Yep. The other one that hit me, and you brought up a third one, but I'm going to just try with two. The other one that hit me about a year ago, Uncle Trump made a statement about people being able to do retail transactions with their ID card. A few months later, he said the same thing. Well, this week, he said the same thing the morning after the election, that it's a good idea to have voter registration and IDs so when people go to buy bread, they can show their ID. Nobody told this guy he's made three stupid... No, I'm sorry. He made some mistakes. Let me stop. I ran all day. These were silly, but they're kind of serious.
No, but it's kind of funny. James, I appreciate the call. Let's go to Chris in Metairie. Hey, Chris.
Hey, what's going on?
Life as we know it.
Yeah, all the time. But, I earlier heard someone talking about, cannabis and cannabis use and being very Christian. And, you know, I want to make a point that, you know, in the Bible, in the book of Genesis, it says, I give unto thee every seed-bearing plant. And so it blows my mind that so many people demonize a plant when, if you believe in Scripture, that's God's word, that they would otherwise talk down about that plant. But it's a gift. It's a gift just like every other thing that we have, you know? And I feel like people that go to jail for it, I feel like people that demonize it probably don't study their own scripture, because I feel like a lot of these bans for, let's just say drugs, even though I don't really consider it a drug, they're all preached to be so religious and that it's evil. But if you read their own book, it's in there. It's not, and there's no exceptions list in that book.
Yeah, that is interesting, and it is amazing how you know, people are so knowledgeable in their opinions about the Bible that they just conveniently forget about some of the things involved there. Hey, Chris, I'm glad you called the show. Bob is in Destrehan. Hey, Bob, welcome to WWL.
I don't think that's real. Go to Matt.
Okay, let's go to Matt in New Orleans. Hey, Matt.
Dude, so real quick, I have two things. Okay. I guess if we're getting biblical, then I guess opium's all right too then, right?
Yeah, well, I thought I did think about that.
Everything's a plant. Yeah. So, but anyway, I think the marijuana thing is, I think that's okay. I mean, in my opinion, it's to each their own with that. But with the gambling thing, let's go back to, like, the bakery and the cupcake.
Okay.
That's not going to destroy my family. That's not going to destroy my life. I mean,
well, if you
I do
die,
think that you have to have personal accountability, absolutely, and a person shouldn't get themselves deep in that hole. But why don't we just call it a disease?
Well, I think gambling addiction is a disease.
I mean, since, you know, like, addiction's a disease, once people gamble so much, we call it a disease, and we make treatment centers for it.
Okay, we do have treatment for it. People can't get treated for gambling addiction.
But, I mean, it's kind of like a double-edged sword to where they're advertising to do this thing, and then at some point they go, that's bad. And then, you know, you need to get help for doing this thing for the destruction of your life and your family. You know, so I do think it's wrong to advertise it, and I think it's wrong to get involved in it.
Where do you draw the line, Matt? I mean, there's a lot of things out there that can destroy your family, or you could use things to destroy your family that are advertised.
With personal accountability, like you said. I mean, I completely agree with that. It's a person, you know, shouldn't get involved in something that they can't handle.
Well, why wouldn't that apply to gambling?
Well, I mean, it would apply to gambling. It would apply to everything that's indulging, you know, that is hurtful to you, your family, or anything, you know, your environment. But, I mean, where do you draw the line? I don't know. You draw the line with, I mean, it's gotten to the point of where, so, these kids are gambling, they're not taking shots. And it is a product of the system. I truly believe that. I do think they need to be accountable to it, but I mean, if it's in your face, in your face, in your face, in your face,
tell me this, Matt. Tell me what a commercial has made you do that you really didn't want to do.
Me personally? Nothing.
Yeah, you. Okay, exactly. Commercials don't make you do anything you don't want to do. If you are predisposed to gambling, if you like that activity, if you think that's fun, you're going to do it. But there are people who hear those commercials all the time and they don't gamble. The commercials do not influence people. The commercials do not influence people who do not want to gamble.
No, they don't, but they kind of say, well, look, we'll give you $500 you put $5 in.
Hey, you know what?
A non-gambler will do that.
Well, there might be some who do that, and there might be some who say, hey, if I'm going to get that kind of interest on a car, I'm going to go ahead and get in debt that I shouldn't get into to buy that car.
That's the story of the American dream, right?
Well, it is. I mean, it's kind of sad that people are so, you know, willing to do things that they shouldn't do. But, Matt, I just, you know, I use this example quite often because it's a good example. If you are not a beer drinker, no amount of beer commercials, the best beer commercials repeated over and over again, are not going to turn you into a beer drinker. But if you do drink beer, it might convince you to drink that particular brand. I don't drink beer. None of those commercials are going to convince me to be a beer drinker. I don't gamble. None of those commercials make me want to go gamble. But if I want to gamble, the commercials are there to give me information on how to do it. And yes, in advertising, everybody tries to make their product seem very, very appetizing.
Right. And I mean, it feels like there's a real lack of communication in general in the world, you know, with everything going on, with the AI thing and with you know, gambling. I mean, they're giving you a lot of information, but it's how to help yourself once you dug yourself in the hole. The problem is I've seen people who are non-gamblers who gamble and they win on the first try. So, boom, their brain, if they have addictive personality, their brain's going to tell them immediately, well, I might win every time, the feeling of winning.
But it doesn't,
so
it wouldn't
take. I do think it could hook you.
But it wouldn't, well, it might, especially if you're prone to, if you have the DNA to be an addicted gambler, but all gamblers are not addicted. And I think we have to leave it up to the individual. But Matt, listen, I enjoyed the conversation. I enjoyed the information that you gave us. If you want to join us, the Oaken Heart Jewelers Talk and Text line is 504-260-1870. So I've talked about the rumors years ago that Paul McCartney was dead. This was 1969. On this day in 1969, Life magazine tracked down Paul McCartney and found him on his farm in Scotland. And this just brought to an end the rumors that Paul is dead. The headline read, quote, "Paul is still with us." And I remember as a young teenager, I remember listening to the radio every night for the latest clue, giving us information that Paul McCartney was dead and had been replaced by a lookalike. And I got to tell you, those clues were convincing enough to convince me that it was true and Paul was dead. I'm Scoot. Glad he wasn't. We'll be back on WWL.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. 1. It's $15 a month. 2. Seriously, it's $15 a month. 3. No big contract. 4. I use it. 5. My mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates. From all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
All right, Friday afternoon, and there is football on tonight. Tulane is in Memphis against the Memphis Tigers. 8 o'clock kickoff. Tulane has to win to control their destiny in the conference. If Tulane loses, it is over. If Memphis loses, it is over for them. This should be a really good game. The question is, which Tulane team is going to show up? I'm looking forward to this game tonight. Which Tulane team is going to show up? Is it going to be that Tulane team that knows how to kick butt? Or is it going to be the Tulane team that just falls apart? Because even in some of the games that Tulane has won this year, they haven't always been that impressive. Now, Tulane can win this game tonight. And Memphis has shown signs of weakness. I mean, they were like undefeated, and then I forgot who beat them, but they lost to a team that they should never have lost to. And I forgot who it was, but some of you remember that. But they lost to a team that they should not have lost to. So Tulane's got a shot. Tulane's got a shot to win. All right, tomorrow at 6:30, LSU Tuscaloosa against Alabama. Alabama's number 4 in the country. LSU had a bye week, lost their coach. LSU has lost 2 in a row. What happens here? I have a sense that the burden, and I think it was a burden, the burden of Brian Kelly has been lifted off this LSU Tiger team. I think the defense comes alive and does a great job against Alabama, and I think LSU's got a chance to win. I do. I think LSU has a chance to beat Alabama this weekend in Alabama, and that's going to say a lot for their interim coach, Frank Wilson, who, you know, maybe he should be given a consideration for being head coach, depending on how he finishes out the season. But LSU cannot afford to make another mistake like Brian Kelly. So we'll have to see what happens. But I think LSU has a real shot at beating Alabama in Tuscaloosa. And we'll talk about it all on Monday. Also, on Saturday, Ohio State against Purdue. Yeah, Ohio State against Purdue. Ohio State will bulldoze Purdue. BYU, number 8 against number 9, Texas Tech. It's at Texas Tech. I think Texas Tech wins that game. This is a big game. Number 2, Indiana against Penn State. I mean, it's a big game. It's at Penn State. You know, Penn State still has pride, but I think Indiana, I think they just Hoosier Penn State. Number 5, Georgia against Mississippi State. Georgia wins. Number 3, Texas A&M against 19, Missouri. Texas A&M wins. Now, in the NFL, the Saints in Carolina against the Panthers. The Saints can win this game. They can. I don't know if they will, but they can. And I'm hoping that the Panthers have a bit of a confidence hangover from the big win against Green Bay in Green Bay last week. The early morning game from Germany starting at 8:30, kickoff at 8:30 Sunday morning, Atlanta and the Indianapolis Colts. Man, I'm hoping the Colts just wax the Falcons. The Colts have not been as sharp in recent games, but I think the Colts bring it all together and beat the Falcons Sunday morning. Then one of the games on Sunday is the Ravens at Minnesota. This is a tough one. It really is. That's going to be one hell of a game. The Ravens against the Vikings. I think the Ravens might win that, but I really like the Vikings, but I think the Ravens might win it. The Patriots at Tampa Bay. Let's hope the Patriots win. Even though we really don't have a shot at winning our division, let's hope the Patriots win just to put Tampa Bay in their place. And I don't know. I kind of have a feeling that Tampa Bay may win that game, but I'd love to see the Patriots win. The Cleveland Browns in New York. This was against the Jets. This was the big free tip for our audience from Kevin Todd yesterday on the show from thesportsbrokers.com. And Kevin, this was the free bet. Kevin said, take the Cleveland Browns and give up the points. I think it was 2.5 points. Give up the points, take the Cleveland Browns. He thinks the Cleveland Browns are going to win beating the Jets. The Giants and the Bears, classic matchup. I don't know, man. The Giants have been having trouble, and the Bears have been kicking butt. So Bears may win that one. The Buffalo Bills in Miami against the Dolphins. The Buffalo Bills have been strong, but they're not invincible, and the Miami Dolphins have been up and down. I think the Bills take it. Arizona in Seattle against the Seahawks. I think the Seahawks win that game. The Rams and the 49ers in San Francisco. It should be a good game. I can't go against the Rams right now. They're just that good. Detroit and the Commanders. At Washington, I think the Detroit Lions win. And Pittsburgh at the Chargers. That's going to be a big game. I think the Chargers win that. Monday Night Football, it's the Eagles and the Packers at Green Bay. I think Green Bay bounces back from the loss against the Carolina Panthers. And I think they beat the Eagles. So anyway, we'll talk more about that on Monday. So anyway, a lot of great football this weekend. If you're on hold, stay with us. We're going to come back and get some of your calls. And I'm trying to be positive about the Saints, and I am just really hopeful that they figure out a way to beat the Panthers. And I'm hoping that the Panthers are just a little overconfident going into this game against the Saints after they beat Green Bay in Green Bay. And I think the Panthers are still in second place in our division. I mean, Atlanta. A lot of people before the season began picked Atlanta to win the division. And Atlanta is down in third place. Of course, we're in last place. But, there are some big games this weekend. I'm looking forward to it. All right, I'm Scoot, and we'll be right back on WWL. All right, it's a partly cloudy Friday afternoon. This is going to evolve into what? Friday night. And last Friday night was Halloween night. I'm Scoot. Glad you are with us on Free for All Friday. So, Tom Brady said he loves animals. He says they mean the world to me. This was a part of an interview recently in People magazine. Tom Brady had a family dog. It was a pit bull mix named Lua. And Lua died 2 years ago. Before Lua died, Tom Brady took a blood sample from Lua. He was working with a company called Colossal Biosciences. And he anticipated that if he took a blood sample, this company could clone his dog. And he did. 2 years after the death of Lua, Tom Brady and his family were introduced to Junie, another dog that looked very, very much like Lua, because it was a clone. It was a clone of the other dog. And I don't think I would want to clone a pet. Would that not make you miss the pet that you lost even more? And pets have different personalities. You know, every dog has a personality. Every cat has a personality. And if you clone your dog or cat, you're going to get an animal that looks very much like the other one, but it's not going to be the same. And as sad as it is, I think if your pet dies, I think you just let your pet die and, you know, that's it with that pet. But I know people just love their pets so much that they might think that it would ease their pain to know that their pet that died was going to be cloned. And I think about some of the pets that I love, some of the cats that I loved in my life recently, and would I want them cloned? As sad as it was that they, you know, died, I don't know if I would want a pet cloned. I mean, would you? I mean, if you want to join us, the Oaken Heart Jewelers Talk and Text line is 504-260-1870. Let's go to Derek in New Orleans. Hey, Derek, happy Friday.
Happy Friday. How you doing, Scoot?
I'm good.
I love my dogs. I don't want them cloned.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah, yeah. I was calling because you said about guy, I guess somebody was wearing a Klan costume for Halloween or something.
Yeah.
And you said, you know, you feel like they should have the right to do that. I guess that meant without anybody reprimanding them or without violence, anything. And I agree. But do we have that same agreement if somebody wears a Hitler or a Nazi costume?
Yeah, sure. I mean, I wouldn't do it. I don't think it's funny. It's pretty damn scary. I mean, anybody that would kill 6 million people, I mean, yeah, that's pretty scary to me.
It's scary, yeah.
Yeah, it's scary, and I have a hard time drawing the line when it comes to Halloween costumes, and if it's something politically oriented, even though we don't like it, I think it should be allowed if somebody wants to do it. It says a lot about them, the person that wants to do that, but, you know, I think they should be allowed to do it if they want to.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. That's all I had.
All right, Derek. I appreciate the call. Let's go to James on the North Shore. Hey, James.
Hey, Scoot. Thanks for having me on. So every time we got a dog, we got a different type of dog. You know, we had Dobermans, we had Schnauzers, and now we have a mix of a pit retriever, which I love actually to death. He's a Sagittarius pig, just like myself, so we have the same sign even. It was a really good one. But, yeah, man, I called today because I heard them talking about parents talking to their children. I know they're talking about marijuana, but with my daughter, she called me last week, and we had a moment to talk. She just met a new guy she's really in love with. They moved into a house together in Mississippi. And the first thing, I told them this together when I'd seen them together a couple weeks ago, that to me, the most important thing is to start that relationship with the foundation of God. And that foundation is love. You know, not lust, love. Have love be your main foundation you work on. And I told Kayla when she called me the other day, and we talked for a second, and I was like, and I want you to understand this, kid. If you don't let yourself get wrapped up in a moment of jealousy that stays in your life for decades as an issue. Like, you know, recently we've had 7 murder-suicides in the city of New Orleans. Well, we went from 0 to 7 within just a couple of years. Not that I ever think my daughter would do anything like that, but I think it's important to talk to your kids and let them know that don't get wrapped up in the moment of a feeling of jealousy or something. when you can pay for that for decades to come. If you get that done and that happens, we're with you. We love you. And we've all been through it. That's not, and I want people out there listening right now to know you're not alone. If you get stuck tonight, if you get left out, if you get low, you're okay. We've all been through that. Don't feel down. Don't feel it, but we're with you. We've been through it too. The gentleman with the Dallas Cowboys who died last week after scoring his first touchdown, and I've seen him make that touchdown, and then a few days later, he lets things get to him, and God's not with us no more. And I just want to tell everybody out there, man, no matter how bad that night is, every night is followed by a beautiful day the next day. Let your days add up and move on. The 40, the 50-year-old you is yelling back to the 20, 30-year-old you, man. Don't let that get you down. Live to be older. So I just want to throw that out there. Love you, Scoot, man. Great show, man. Y'all have a great weekend. I want to stay alive.
All right, James, I appreciate that, man. Thank you very much. Yeah, I just think it would be weird to have a pet cloned. I mean, and then would you want to have a parent cloned? That would be too weird because, you know, you saw your parent old, and if you cloned your parent would be a baby. That would be totally freaky. You know, there was a time when cloning was developing, and there were just conversations about cloning people, and unethical, I think, but that didn't stop people from talking about possibilities. But I think it would be just weird to clone anything or anybody because, again, as sad as it is that a pet dies, you know, your pet dies and, you know, well, you grieve and you get another pet. As James just said, his family, what they used to do is get a new kind of dog. And I think that's cool. You know, it's kind of like when you get a car. Let's say you wreck your car. You know, maybe you want to get a different kind of car. On the Scoot on the Air calendar on this day in 1967, the radio station KSHE, KSHE, 94.7 in St. Louis. They changed formats from easy listening to rock, and they did it with the song White Rabbit. And this was when FM was just in its infancy when it came to playing rock music. And I was part of those days when, you know, you're on FM. We're back. And this is Jefferson Airplane and White Rabbit. Hope you're having a nice evening. Yeah, anyway, FM radio was just really cool in its early days. And I know I had my share of fun. I'm Scoot. We'll be right back to wrap up the show on WWL. All right, Deuce McAllister, Mike Haas in Vashon this afternoon at the First American Bank and Trust headquarters. Join him coming up next. Want to thank Diane Newman, Ian Hoke, market manager Dan Barron, news anchor Chris Miller, and traffic with Cordy P. As always, I love you and I thank you for being part of the show. I hope you have a safe and great weekend. I'm Scoot. Have a great afternoon. Love you, New Orleans.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No 50 of them, and designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.